Daily Gospel Meditations is a ministry of the St. John Society to help you get more from your morning prayer with Scripture.
On this holy Thursday of the Lord's Supper, we read the passage of the washing of the disciples' feet. Notice first the solemn words of introduction. It's as if Jesus was looking at his entire life in perspective. He knew where he was coming from and what his life was about. The gesture he was about to do was meant to represent what he had done with his life. He had left his elevated position at his Father's side, assumed our nature, and descended to us in humility to give his life for us. It's the same idea we read in the hymn of Philippians 2, but presented in dramatic form. The descent and humiliation of the Son of God was so striking when enacted that way, that Peter protested, "I will never allow you to wash my feet." It is quite remarkable all that God wanted to go through for our sake. Secondly, there's a baptismal undertone here, the idea that the Passion washes us clean. John makes Eucharistic references in many passages of his Gospel. So here, instead of repeating the account of the institution of the Eucharist, which is included in the other three Gospels, he highlights the link Jesus made between his Passion and baptism. Jesus said that the disciples were already clean because of the Word, because they had been called and had been taught by him. But by being immersed in his Passion, they would be thoroughly cleansed. And the washing of the feet represented what they were about to go through, the washing that the experience of the Passion would mean for them. Thirdly, the washing was an act of love that broke all social conventions. It was the lowest of tasks, one that a teacher would never do toward his disciples. But it's meant to convey precisely that the love that Christ manifested through his coming is unlike any other love. It was a revelation of the Father's love. And what Jesus said in the end was, "You're about to be washed clean by the experience of receiving my love, and that will create in you a new capacity to love. You are to remain in that love, and love others with the same love you have received from me." So why do you think Jesus chose this gesture to symbolize his life? What do you need to let Jesus wash you off? What is most significant to you about Christ's love? How is he asking you to imitate that love?